there, and the brothers can line up on that side. And those of us who are listening to the sharing, what should we be doing?
Amen.
We should be engaged, we should be listening and giving them an amen.
Amen.
And drawing out their spirit.
Amen.
And if you're up here sharing, let's have a few things that we want, okay? Yeah. Number one, we want your enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Number two, we want the exercise of your spirit.
Amen.
And number three, we want you to be brief.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we have plenty of people who want to share, okay?
Yeah.
So let's not have a long few stories. Let's get to the point, yeah. Enjoy the Christ, and release your spirit.
Amen.
Okay, 30 seconds, 2x2, and then we'll come up. Pray 2x2. Pray 2x2. And then we'll come up.
30 seconds.
Amen. Amen. 30 seconds.
Amen. Is it on? Probably? Maybe? Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoy this aspect of the church as a man-child.
Amen.
Right, so the definition of a man-child is a group of believers that have overcome, that are dead, and at the time of the Lord's coming are raised. So to be a man-child, you have to be aggressive. You can't be passive, especially when the enemy is accusing you. You can't be passive, brothers and sisters. We have to be aggressive.
Amen.
And the best way to do this is by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Right, so we already know, the blood is for the washing, cleansing of our sins, right? But it's also to apply for accusation. When the enemy accuses us, we can apply the blood. Also, it's by the word of their testimony. So we can speak the facts back to Satan. Satan, you have been defeated. The accuser has been cast down. You have no... Amen. You have no place.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord that we have nothing in ourselves and everything in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just enjoyed that we're the body.
Amen.
And we should all have the same will. Amen.
I enjoyed a story that one of the brothers told. He was walking with his friend to a meeting, and he asked him, "Do you think you'll be an overcomer?" His friend replied, "No, do you?" And he replied back, "No." But then they said, "But we're still going to this meeting to be with the saints." And they're just like, "Yep, that's what we're doing." So I just enjoyed that we need to be overcomers. Even if we don't think that we are, that just means that we need to enjoy more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed the first message about the church, God's building.
Amen.
The brother shared about Satan's three strategies. He will mock you, he will set up plots, and he also weakens you internally. But what I really enjoyed is when Satan tries to use these strategies against us, we can just fight back in prayer.
Amen.
So whether we're in school, at work, or at home, you can always just pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the part that Ephesians 2:10, we are his masterpiece.
Yes.
I enjoyed that the church is the body. We are God's masterpiece.
Amen.
And I just really enjoyed seeing the vision of the church. And then, it was really good.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
I enjoy that when we turn to our spirit, our inner man is attracted to the Lord.
Amen. So,
and, to compare with that, our natural man, when we're in our human, our human self, we're in we don't want to turn to God, but if we turn to our spirit, we get filled with his life.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. We can satisfy you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. The church is Christ's comfort and satisfaction.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
I enjoyed how we need to have a proper attitude and be open to all believers.
Amen.
Galatians 6:10 says, "So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do what is good toward all,
Amen.
But especially towards those of the household of the faith."
Amen.
The household is composed of all the members of Christ.
Amen.
We should do good to those believers regardless of their race or social rank.
So I really enjoyed a point from the Six Marys that says, "This simply means to fulfill God's purpose and accomplish his economy, there is a great need for the sisters. In a sense, the sisters are more important for the accomplishment of God's economy than the brothers. Now, I'm not trying to say, like, we're better than the brothers or anything, because you always hear, like, the boys get to teach, the boys get to do all of this, and the sisters have to sit quietly and sit there. This has always been really hard for me, because I always want to go and do everything, and when someone tells me, like, I don't have the capability to do this, I want to especially go do it just to prove them wrong. Yeah. But it was really enjoyable to hear that this role for the sisters is so important for God's economy, and we are doing something for it.
I enjoyed the verses in Song of Songs, how much the Lord loves us, and how, like, he has a crazy love for us, and we need to return his love.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
So what I enjoyed was the parable of the 10 virgins, when there were 5 foolish and 5 prudent, and so after a while the bridegroom didn't come, which was God. And so when all of them went to sleep, and then later when Christ did come, only 5 of them were ready for him. And we need to be like those that were ready.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to be those who are ready for your coming.
Amen.
I very much enjoyed the point on how the church must be a warrior to defeat God's enemy. The church is one body, and we need to be a warrior.
Yes.
But not just a strong warrior. We need to be a loving warrior.
Amen.
To love Christ with all our heart.
So I really enjoyed the beginning of Ephesians 2. In verse 1 it says, "And you, though dead in your offenses and sins." But it doesn't stop there. In verses 4 and 5 it says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our offenses, made us alive." So we can apply this to our daily living, because oftentimes we look at ourselves, like our fallen and sinful nature, and we think, like, oh, Lord, help us. But the Lord, being rich in mercy, makes us alive.
Amen. Amen. I enjoy that God only has one will, and that's one will only. He doesn't have 2 wills. He doesn't have 10 wills. He has one will. But each member has a separate function, and this separate function carries out God's will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I really enjoyed Hebrews 12:2, footnote 2. Jesus is like an immense magnet, drawing all his seekers to him.
Amen.
It is by being attracted by his charming beauty that we look away from all things other than him.
Amen.
I enjoyed Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel.
Amen.
This shows that all saints can receive the same grace that Paul got. Right here it says, as to the person of Paul, he was the least among the apostles, but as to his ministry, he was not behind the super apostles.
Amen.
Yet as to this grace he received, he was less than the least of all saints.
Amen.
This shows that we can all receive the grace he received.
Amen.
And be in God's physical body.
Amen.
I really like the stress point of, like, togetherness in the body and the church.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:19 says, "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God."
Amen.
We are a household. We're not just, you're a sister, you're a sister, you're a brother. We're all part of the same family, and we're all part of God's church.
Amen.
I liked this point about the church being God's masterpiece, as well as the bride of Christ. So the brother who shared opened up by telling us about some of the really cool stuff God had created. So he said, what about the planet Earth and how it's, you know, spinning so, like, fast around the sun and, you know, rotating. And if it goes, like, a foot out of place, it'll be either, like, burned or frozen. But no, that's not God's masterpiece. So he said, zoom in. And we have these sequoia trees in California that are, like, massive, like, way bigger than this room. And, like, the General Sherman, the biggest one, is, like, the largest living thing on the planet. But no, that's not God's masterpiece. So he zooms into the mantis shrimp, which is a shrimp. So the human, getting a little bit sidetracked here, but humans have, like, 3 light receptors in their eyes. Now, and we can see, like, 10 million colors, and they have, like, 16. Is that right? And so they can see, like, so many more colors, and they can, like, move at, like, the speed of a bullet. And then, like, he went on and talked about the human body and all the cool stuff it has, and, like, how it's, like, unbelievably engineered. But no, like, God made all those cool things. Like, unbelievable things, but though, like, even better is the church. Like, that's his masterpiece. And it says, like, that, what's the verse? For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Like, if those things compared up against those things, if those things are not his masterpiece in the church, is like, how cool does that mean the church is?
I enjoy that to be a warrior, we need to know how to switch on and turn to our spirit. And we need to love him.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed the blood and how the blood isn't just used to cleanse us of our sins, even though it's great for that. Yeah. But it's used to talk to Satan. It's used to fight Satan. So when Satan like bothers you after you've confessed a sin, he's like, no, you didn't really confess it. Oh, that was a pretty big sin. You need to like confess it again. You just need to tell Satan to shut up with the blood.
Amen. What we are is because of him.
Amen.
Amen. We can be the building. We can be the one new man because of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I just enjoyed that. The way to become the overcomer is the way to become the warrior is just to love him.
Amen.
Just to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, maybe we spend more time with you this year.
Amen.
I enjoyed the church as the bride of Christ. And how God has a will, and he wants us to align our will with his.
Amen.
In Song of Songs, we can see the Shulamite, who is Solomon's lover, when she aligns her will with his, this is his response. He says, oh, you are beautiful, my love. Oh, you are beautiful. This shows how God loves it when we align our will with his, because that makes us one with him.
I was like Ephesians 2:12 says, apart from Christ, having no hope without God in the world. But praise the Lord for choosing me.
Amen.
Now I'm part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we are in the center of God's will.
Amen.
I enjoy that the church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
And like the brother said, one of the key aspects of the body of Christ is the fellowship that is involved. And the problem right now is that the lack of fellowship is what's preventing the body from like existing in full maturity. However, like the brother also said, fellowship doesn't only exist on a horizontal level, i.e. between you and God. It also has to exist on a horizontal level between us and other members of the body.
Amen.
Something I really enjoyed was that what Brother Mike shared. He was talking about how when he was at his lowest point, the only thing he could do was pray to God. And God sent a saint or somebody to help him. And at that point, I was just thinking about my mom and how at her lowest point, all she could do was pray to God. And God actually responded to her and helped her. But we shouldn't just pray when we need him. We should always pray for him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So I really enjoyed seeing how the church is God's masterpiece. And Christ is his main goal is to try to, he's patiently and desperately waiting for the church to get built up, right? And Satan, his main goal is to break down the body of Christ. And then the way he does this is like by preventing the oneness and by like causing friction between the brothers. And then so I just really enjoyed that we can say, shut up, Satan.
Amen.
And we can call on the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, I enjoyed Romans 12:4-5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we do not have the same functions, but we are all one.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I really enjoyed that the body of Christ is not an organization, but an organism. And a brother gave like a kind of an example, like you have many different parts of your body, right? And most of them are vital to your living. If you even lose like something you think is insignificant, it can affect your whole way of living. And I kind of thought in my head, like a pinky toe. If you lose your pinky toe or any of your toes in general, you won't be able to have the same balance. But if all the members of the body are there working together, your body will work the way it's supposed to work.
Amen.
And that's the same way the body of Christ is. If we want to be something else, or if we're trying to break off from the body, then the body won't be the same. Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord, help us to keep the oneness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to build your church,
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
Illustration about how when he was younger, he would play with smiley face stamps. And so the ink would like seep into the paper. And likewise, the Holy Spirit saturates into our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his dispensing.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed if all the members have different wills, then God cannot fulfill his purpose. So let's say I'm hungry and I just want to eat a bowl of cereal, but my right arm wants to do some curls, and my left arm wants to play basketball, and my legs want to do some squats. All I want to do is eat some cereal, but I can't. So, but praise the Lord, we need to align our will with God's.
Amen. The corporate warrior is related to the bride.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make us loving fighters.
Amen.
Oh, fighting lovers.
Amen.
Oh, just need to switch on.
Amen.
Just be empowered.
Amen.
I really enjoy that the body of Christ is built up by the saints who have been perfected by the gifted members. And too often I find myself trying to, on my own time, get perfected by the Lord, just by Him directly. But the Lord just showed me through this conference that I need to be around the saints, need to be with the members to be perfected. Oh, Lord, keep me with your members so that we could be perfected and build up your church.
I enjoyed the part that Adam and Eve represent Christ and the church. And there's so many details about the creation of Eve that correlate to Christ and the church. But one detail that I really, really enjoyed was that Adam's deep sleep enlivened Eve, and Christ's death enlivens us.
Amen.
I enjoyed how throughout the day we need to check the flow. If there are any... If we find any offenses or blockages between the Lord and us, we just need to clear that between Him and ourselves. Lord, flow through us.
Amen.
I enjoy that the church is Christ's bride and the Bible is a romance.
Amen.
In the parable of the 10 virgins, the foolish virgins came to the Lord at the wedding feast, and the Lord turned them away because He said, "I did not know you." Well, the way we buy the oil is by spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
If we love someone, we want to spend time with Him.
Amen.
So with the Lord, we want to spend time with Him so that we can buy the oil and be the wise virgin.
The purpose of God's economy is to marry the church as His bride.
Amen.
This is the will of God.
Amen.
However, we as the bride need to be prepared. We need to have growth in life by being filled with the divine word.
Amen.
Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Amen. We want the word of Christ to dwell in us richly.
Amen.
By getting into the word, loving the Lord, and being filled with His divine life, we will be prepared as His bride to marry Him and fulfill His economy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for your purpose.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we are your bride.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoy that our relationship with Christ is like a watermelon. Christ is one half and the church is the other half.
Amen.
Together we make a whole watermelon.
Amen.
In the beginning, God was alone. He needs a counterpart, which is the church, the bride. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's build up the church.
Amen.
If we don't have the flow, we become dead. Amen. We need to constantly check the flow by exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
I enjoyed how we can overcome Satan and become first fruits by being strengthened with power.
Amen.
And to be strengthened, we need to be nourished to grow and mature so we can apprehend all of Christ and enjoy all of the riches
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen us.
Amen.
Speaking brothers' analogy on message 4. A patient had his jawbone removed because of a tumor. After the bone was replaced with another bone, if you had not reconnected the blood, the arteries and veins, the bone would die. So after you were to reconnect the arteries and veins, a blood clot could form in the vein. This would stop the flow of blood, and then the patient could die. And it was so critical that it would be beamed up to a satellite, and it would tell the surgeon the vitals of the patient. And every 2 hours, the surgeon would have to check the flow of blood. If you wanted to take a nap at, I don't know, 4 p.m., too bad. You had to go check the flow. You wanted to eat lunch, go check the flow. If you wanted a cold one, go check the flow. Likewise, with our spirit, we must always check the flow of God.
Amen.
The Lord, that we are the warrior and the bride.
Amen.
I really enjoyed how, in order to be a warrior, we don't have to be this great overcomer that does everything. We just need to love the Lord.
Amen.
And when we love the Lord, we will want Him to empower us and we can fight for Him.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need to pray more,
Amen.
Eat more, and call more.
Amen.
So that we can become the man-child
Amen.
who prevails over the Satan and the red dragon.
I really appreciated how Christ wasn't exactly enough for God.
like, he did all of his work. He died on the cross for the church, which is amazing. And God was so happy. Amen. Yet Christ still needs a counterpart. Right. And the church is the counterpart. Amen. So we are Christ's counterpart.
Amen. I really appreciated that we need to be infused with Christ daily.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for the body. Amen. Oh, Lord, God loves the body. Amen. And by this, he loves all of the body, not just the likable ones or the smart ones or like the really spiritual ones, but he loves every member of the body. Amen. And so we need to have the same love for all the members. Amen. But what happens is we have this natural affinity which kind of gets in the way, and because of that it destroys the fellowship of the body. Yeah. And so we need to get rid of this affinity and just love everyone.
Amen. I also enjoyed that all the members of the body are important. However, if we don't keep the flow of life, we will be cut off. So we just need to stay in the flow.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I really enjoyed message 7. And one of the main points that I enjoyed was that Christ is a half. And his other half is the body. We are the body. He's Amen. Just waiting for us. He's Amen. Waiting for us to come. That really touched me because Amen. We make the body. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, we have a glorious end result, the New Jerusalem. Amen. But how do we get there? We have to overcome the evil one. Amen. Here's some verses from 1 Peter 2. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Amen. And then earlier, but whoever keeps his word, truly, in this one, the love of God has been perfected. Amen. So how do we get there? We have to love God with the love of God.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Something that I really, really enjoyed this time at the conference was when the brothers were explaining to us the role of the woman in the church. And normally, like, if you weren't in the church, you would say, that's crazy. Like, we're supposed to be treated equal. Everything is so equal. And in media, that is a normality. But that's not okay. That's not true. Satan's just trying to trick you. And it doesn't mean that we're not any better or any worse. It's just saying you're different, because we are. And it's like, I gave an example to a sister. It's like having a eye doctor come in to check out your lungs. It doesn't make sense. Just one doctor isn't any better than the other. They're just different. And I just really enjoyed that.
Amen. I really enjoyed Acts 26:14-15. It says, and this is paraphrased, I heard a voice saying to me in a Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Hence, when we think lowly of another brother or sister, we are actually thinking lowly of a member of the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to love and appreciate one another.
Amen. God desires a corporate man to express him. Amen. Ephesians 2:19 tells us that we are fellow citizens with the saints. Amen. And we are members of the household of God. Amen. God doesn't want individuals. He wants a corporate entity. Amen. Hallelujah for the body of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that we can overcome the devil.
Amen.
Under this point, it says there are three some points. Yeah. But I really enjoyed the first one. It says by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
As I was thinking about this, I realized how weak we are. That without God, we are useless. We are utterly helpless, Lord. But with the blood, we can beat Satan.
Amen.
Exodus 23:19a, the first of the first fruits of your ground, you shall bring into the house of Jehovah your God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, the bride can't be late to her wedding. Amen. Lord, we don't want to be late.
Right.
Lord, make us first fruits.
Amen.
Draw us to love you with our first love.
Amen.
We want to be ready when you come.
Amen.
Make us burning for you.
Amen.
Keep us burning.
I enjoyed that we are warriors. Amen. And that we are strong. Amen. And we are overcomers.
Amen.
The first fruits are the issue of the flowing out of the triune God. Amen. Lord, we want to be the first fruits. Amen. We want to be mature on time. Amen. Lord, mature in me.
I enjoyed Revelations chapter 12, which tells us that the dragon was defeated and cast out of the heavens. The dragon was easily defeated by the overcomers because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death.
Amen.
God is the most powerful being in the universe. After God, Satan is not the most powerful. Death is. After death, Satan is still not the most powerful. Sheol is. Death is a guarantee. Everything that lives or has lived will die. Sheol is the only place the unrighteous will go after death. This is a guarantee. Satan's temptation, his deceit, is easily avoidable. By praising the Lord, Amen. By saying, I will go, I am ready.
Amen.
Once given to God, Satan is no match.
Amen.
The battle is already won.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the warrior today.
Amen.
I'm not much of a fighter. People are like, oh yeah, we got to fight. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be the waterman. Like, give you the water or whatever. Just, you know, even yesterday we had recreation and we were playing this game, Take the Bacon, and I have the bacon and I drop it and I run. It's just not, I'm not a fighter usually, but Lord, you need us to be fighters.
Amen.
Lord, we need to be a loving fighter.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Although it wasn't the main idea given in this conference, I enjoy the point of how much our Lord loves us. His love is so strong and so deep that he still loves us even though we're sinning, worldly people. He is willing to forgive and even die for our sins.
Amen.
One of the speaking brothers shared that if we aren't living the way of a living overcomer, consecrating ourselves to the Lord and following the purpose that he has predestinated for us, then we don't know how much God loves us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we will be your church, your bride, and your expressive creation.
Amen.
Saints, we need to believe it, to see it.
Amen.
We need to hear it.
Amen.
We need to see it.
Amen.
We need to believe it.
Amen.
We need to receive it.
Amen.
Young people, listen to this prayer. Touch me to my core. Lord, be my enjoyment now.
Amen.
So I can be your enjoyment one day.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
I enjoyed the summer conference not only because of spending time with the other brothers, but also because of the messages during the meetings, specifically message one. So in message one, we learned about God's goal for us. We all are living stones being built into God's spiritual organic building. 1 Peter 2, 4, 5 states, coming to him, a living stone rejected by men, but with God chosen and precious, you yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. God's building, 1 Peter 2, 4, 5, dwelling.
Amen.
Lord, I am stone. Build me in.
Amen.
I enjoyed from this reading God's building depending upon the growth of life. And that every time we enjoy the Lord, we grow a little bit more.
Amen.
But when we grow with the saints, we grow not only with them, but within them.
Amen.
And can be mingled as one and can be built up into the church.
Amen.
I enjoyed how much we need the saints. We cannot be alone. Otherwise, we can get away from God. That's why we need the saints. We need to be together
Amen.
With the saints to be the church, to be the body of Christ.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the mentioning of these two references, Revelation 19:8 and 19:14, is the linen for the battle and for the wedding. It's the same linen, which means you can't separate the bride and the warrior. They're one and the same.
Amen. I enjoy that we need to check the flow with us and God very often, because if we are careless, then we can lose the flow with the Lord. So we need to repent to the Lord and clear what's blocking our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We can have a flow with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I just really enjoyed the matter of the golden lampstand. In the description of the lampstand, it had calyxes and blossom buds. And these are things you would describe for something living.
Yeah.
And this just shows that the lampstand is living.
Right.
And it's the Lord Jesus, the triune God, he's shining within us as the lampstand, giving us life.
Amen.
And we are also the golden lampstand, and we can dispense life to others.
Amen.
I also really enjoyed that every day we're just sifting through mounds of dirt just to find that one little piece of gold. And we can just call, oh, Lord Jesus, and a little bit of gold is added into our being. Amen. A little bit of divine life is added into our being.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I enjoy that the church is Christ's bride. Amen. Christ loves the church. Amen. He's desperate for the church and merciful to the church. Amen. He even died for the church. Amen. There's no greater love than this. Amen. And no matter the situation or problem, the Lord will be there. Amen. All we need to do is turn to Him. Amen. And I also enjoyed a point in message 7. It says, after seeing the Lord Jesus, we cannot help but love Him. Amen. We do not love the Lord Jesus because we are able to. We love Him because He is so lovable.
Amen. Man, I also enjoyed this matter of loving the Lord. Amen. And how we just need to love the Lord to be in the body of Christ. Amen. And a couple weeks ago at the college training, the brother shared that when we don't come to the Lord, He has a feeling about it. So it's not just us needing the Lord. He needs us to come to Him and love Him. Amen. And I also enjoyed how experiential being in the body of Christ is, and how being girded with the truth is just a matter of experience. Because I feel like as church kids, we all feel like, oh, I know I have to read the Bible. I have to go to the meetings. Like, but you don't touch your spirit. You're just in your mind the whole time. And so what I personally have experienced is just forcing yourself out of your own emotions and thoughts and just coming to touch the Lord. Amen. And by that way, you can gain more Christ and become a member of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. I just really enjoyed how much the Lord loves us. Amen. Song of Songs is just a book of love. Amen. Song of Songs 4:1 says, oh, you are beautiful, my love. Amen. Oh, you are beautiful. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats. Amen. That repose on Mount Gilead. Amen. What a crazy love. Amen. Lord, I just also really appreciate it. No matter what we do, we can just come back to the Lord with the same crazy love.
Amen. I really enjoyed that we are the one new man, and we need to love all the members and shepherd one another. Amen. To shepherd one another, we should not impose and force ordinances on one another. When we say we need to be loud in the meetings, that is an ordinance. It doesn't matter whether we are loud or quiet in the meetings. What matters is that we are just enjoying Christ. Amen. It was so sweet to see this point because I'm not necessarily the loudest person, and I used to condemn myself for being quiet and not able to proudly praise the Lord like other saints. But that's not what really matters. It doesn't matter whether you are loud or quiet. What really matters is that you just enjoy Him and His riches. Amen. Lord, keep us enjoying You.
Amen. We need to function according to God's will. My hand is a member of my body, and so are my feet, and they all have a function. But if I want to play basketball with this hand, and eat with this hand, and run with my feet, it's just not going to work. So if we, as the members of the body of Christ, if we all function according to our own will, it's just not going to work either. So we need to function according to God's will. Amen. Lord, we just need to function according to You.
Amen.
With one of the sisters saying how the brothers were saying how they wouldn't be overcomers and stuff, yeah. I'm repeatedly told that this generation will be the one to bring back Christ. And if we aren't the one, like if we get left behind because we failed to take responsibility, because we were too lazy to open up our Bibles, or we were like just busy doing other things, instead of taking care of our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed Romans 12:4-5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ.
Amen.
And individually members one of another.
Amen.
I enjoyed that we as a church need to deny ourselves and our desires to fulfill God's will.
Amen.
I enjoyed how the church is Christ's bride. Adam and Eve were a representation of Christ in the church, but Adam couldn't be alone, and he needed a counterpart to match him. Amen. Just like Adam, God needs a counterpart that can match Him.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord, that we are Christ's bride.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we have a divine romance, Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed that our relationship with the Lord could be used as like a distraction from the world, and like school and tests and whatever, but I enjoyed that He has a desperate love for us.
Amen.
And like whether you're in school or your home or whatever, you can always call on Him. He's always going to be there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed that the church is the one new man.
Amen.
There is a person in my spirit now.
Amen.
When we were regenerated, we received the Lord Jesus Christ into our spirit.
Yes.
And now we can touch this person inside our spirit.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 1:10 says, "Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
That you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion."
Amen.
The Lord needs to be our person.
Amen.
We should check with this person in our spirit and ask him, ask what is he doing, and go along with Christ in our spirit.
Amen.
This will help us to stand against ourselves and our own opinions.
Amen.
We have to remember that we're for the body, and everything we do should be for the building up of the body.
Amen.
Lord, save us.
Amen.
Be our person for the building up of your church.
Amen.
I enjoyed his eternal purpose.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his eternal purpose.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his eternal will, that it is not I who wills, or not even I who is dependent on his will, but him who brings me to be dependent on his will.
Amen.
I don't even keep myself going to the New Jerusalem. I don't even have to do that. All I have to do is to be dependent on the essence of the Lord and his eternal will.
Amen.
Amen. So I really enjoyed this book, actually. And I'm sad we only got to read like a couple chapters of it. But it says in chapter 1. Exactly. It says, in the part about Jacob, it says his prayer to God was, he had all these, like, the terms and conditions of his prayer. Give me bread to eat and garments and all these things. He had all these requirements, and then maybe you can be my God. Anyways, I feel like this is us a lot with our own prayers. Well, Lord, first I need this and this and this, and need good grades, and I need to get all these stuff done first. Then now I can pray for your things. Anyways, I'd always seen that before, but seeing it again was really sweet in a sense. That a lot of Christians today are very selfish in their prayers. Anyways, really, so even myself, I am a selfish Christian.
Sure.
I pray a lot for my own things and not for not what's on the Lord's heart. And the Lord has said in here, I couldn't find where exactly, but like the Lord has like stacks and stacks of things that he's just waiting for us to pray for.
Yeah.
And we don't even know he's waiting for them because we're too occupied with our own prayers. Anyways, so I was just, Lord, I'm so occupied with my own prayers.
Yeah.
Lord, I want to be open to your prayers.
Amen.
Lord, open my heart to pray for what's on your heart, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be those who redeem the time.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:16 says, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil."
Amen.
I enjoy this little footnote that talks about the word redeeming. It's not just each and every small moment, but redeeming here talks about seizing every favorable opportunity.
Amen.
This is to be wise in our walk.
Amen.
I also enjoyed Ephesians 5:19. We need to be those who speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
Amen.
Singing and psalming with our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, cause us to be filled with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the brother speaking where he said that they're at the wedding and it took the bride 2 hours to get ready. And I was thinking, I was like, you knew the day was coming. Why wasn't she ready? But then I looked at myself, and a lot of the times whenever we pray, "Lord, come quickly," I'm hesitant because I'm like, I know I'm not ready. I just really appreciated that we needed to redeem the time.
Yeah.
Lord, make me an overcomer.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, make me an overcomer.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that the church is the holy city.
Amen.
When the brother brought up about the walls of the church and how the dimensions compared to the map of the United States, I was thinking, oh, yeah. It's not as great as Manhattan or Chicago or L.A., and I was thinking of earthly things, but no. The church is the holy city
Amen.
Given to us by God.
Amen.
And in Revelation 21:22-23, and it said, "And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or the moon that they should shine in it. For the glory of God illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb."
Amen.
Lord, I want you to be my light.
Right.
Amen. Amen. The church is the corporate warrior and the holy city.
Amen.
And the corporate warrior is always related to the bride.
Amen.
In Revelation 19:8, we see the bride is clothed in fine linen. And then in 19:14, the armies are dressed in the same fine linen.
Amen.
For those who love the Lord, we're also his warriors.
Amen.
Don't you want to be those who are as beautiful as Tirzah,
Amen.
As lovely as Jerusalem,
Amen.
With your banner that says that says indicates we're ready to fight. Amen. It says the victory is won. Amen. Satan, you're destined for the lake of fire. Amen. Because God will build his church. Amen.
I really enjoyed a testimony from Brother Hans about how he was really strong in the church, but his brother was kind of breaking off, and then they went to this conference, and his brother just enjoyed it so much, and just made Brother Hans so happy to see his brother enjoy the Lord. Yeah. And I just really appreciated that, because I've recently had a real burden for a lot of my friends, just to see them enjoy the Lord. Yeah. It's my greatest joy to see my friends enjoying the Lord and calling on his name. Oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen. Yeah, we were talking about how, like, sometimes it's easy to feel that, like, God doesn't want you. Like, oh, I've committed so many sins, you know, like, why would he want me? But he just wants you to confess, because he needs all of us.
Praise the Lord. We just need to confess. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are three key traits to being a part of the man-child. Amen. We eat more, we pray more, and we call more. Amen. Lord Jesus, we need to eat you more this year. Amen. Pray more with you one-on-one this year. Amen. And call on your name, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I enjoyed that without us, God is homeless, and without God, we are homeless. So we need God to dwell in us, and we need to dwell in God so that we both can have a home.
Amen. I enjoyed that to see the vision, we need to pray it, and we need to speak it.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed that in the body, we are richly supplied. Amen. And every member has a different function. Amen. I don't have to try to have this function or be like this sister, because everything in the body is mine. Amen. Someone else could be an eye, but their seeing is my seeing. Amen. Praise the Lord for the body.
You know, sometimes I feel like I don't belong here. And, like, just to come up here and talk, it really took God's love and his mercy, because I really felt like it was my responsibility to be a functioning member of Christ. And I feel like we should be happy with wherever we're placed in the body, because God places there for a reason. And we're all important to him. So, thank you.
Amen. I really enjoyed the point in message 5 about not loving our soul life. Amen. Matthew 16:25 says, "For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it." Oh Lord Jesus, I don't want to love my soul life. Oh Lord, I give my life to you.
Amen. Ephesians 5:16 says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." We need to redeem the time, saints. The battle isn't something that's going to happen in the future. It's in our daily life. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, Amen. Let us redeem the time.
Amen. I enjoyed seeing in the message of the body, in the whole universe, the body of Christ is uniquely one. Colossians 3:11, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all in all.
Amen.
Not according to culture, race, or any natural affinity. No matter any differences you have with one another, the saints in the church can be one in the body.
Amen.
It's amazing how much God loves us. He loves us to the point where even though we've fallen so far from him, he still chases after us, and he wants us just to marry him.
Amen.
And he doesn't expect us to provide our own transport or just plan the wedding. He's already done all of that. In fact, he's even come to us with riches that we just go with him and love him.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
I really enjoyed seeing the church as the man-child and the first fruit. And I loved seeing that this matter is a spontaneous, natural, normal, and attainable thing.
Amen.
But to be the man-child and the first fruit is to simply fully mature in life. And it's not of our own decision or our own determination, but we have to hand it all to the Lord, because we can't do it in ourselves, because we're absolutely nothing. But when we tell the Lord that we're willing, or even that if we're not willing, but just to pray to the Lord, Lord, I'm not willing, but make me willing. And the Lord, just through this little opening, can do so much in us, and he can make us this man child in the first fruit. So Lord, strengthen my inner man, that I may know and apprehend your knowledge surpassing love.
Amen.
I enjoyed that the Bible is written to give us life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the vitamin G.
Amen.
You know, every day, unbelievers or and believers, we all go through human suffering. The difference is us believers, when we go through suffering, we can take the vitamin G by Amen. Praising, thanking Amen. The Lord, calling on the Lord. Amen. So I just really appreciate it.
The church must be a warrior to defeat God's enemy.
Amen.
We don't need to try out without our own effort to be a warrior. We can simply turn on the switch by telling the Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
I enjoyed seeing that the body is made up of every member, every saint, and every saint is important to the body.
Right.
A hand without a wrist or an arm or the rest of the body is useless.
Right.
So, oh, Lord, I want to be useful.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
You know, saints, I'm just so encouraged by this weekend. So I feel so privileged to have been able to spend this weekend in this conference.
Amen.
And so encouraged by the Christ that y'all have enjoyed this weekend.
Amen.
One thing I really enjoyed was some of the examples from Message 4 on the body of Christ. The brother sharing brought this brother up, and there was a Twix bar on the table, and he had him against the wall, and he said, okay, so do you want that Twix? Is it your will to get that Twix bar? And obviously this brother wanted that Twix bar. But he said, okay, go get it, but you can't use your body. And so there was no way. He was trying to like force his mind to get it. Saints, this is the same way the Lord is today. The Lord needs some who will cooperate with him in his heavenly ministry to carry out his move on this earth. Saints, that is us. We have been called for this purpose. We need to be coordinated and blended and built together with one another. I don't know about you, but I'm so encouraged to go back and that I have some companions. I know as a young person, it was always hard after the conferences to go home, but think about your companions. I want to go home and be further blent and coordinated and built up with others so that we can be here on the earth for the Lord's move.
Amen.
Man, praise the Lord. I enjoyed one of the messages the brother was sharing about the bride preparing herself, as he said, hashtag be prep, bride prep. And he was saying, he gave testimony of going to a wedding, and they waited 2 hours for the bride to get ready. And clearly she was late. But I feel like in our true school, we went over God's full salvation. And I feel like that's like the initial stage of your Christian life, is that you have to be saved, and you have to, you know, should be baptized. But I feel like that's like, once you're saved and baptized, you have access to everything you need to prepare yourself as the bride. But if you don't apply it and you don't put it on, then you're going to be like the woman 2 hours late, and you have to prepare yourself in the 1,000 years. So Lord, make us ready.
Amen.
Lord, that we would get ready in time for you.
Amen.
Lord, we would be first fruits.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
I enjoyed that the church is God's masterpiece. And I have a little business making fanny packs. And the one that I made for myself, it was like perfect. I used the best materials. I made sure all the stitches were like perfect. I took a lot of time on it. But the Lord used basically trash to make his masterpiece, because we're so sinful. But thank you, Lord. We're your masterpiece.
I enjoyed in chapter 1 in the book, The Building Work of God. It says, at the end of the Bible, it says that there is a city coming down out of heaven, adorned with every precious stone, and this is the building of God. And then it says, after that, we all realize that a garden does not readily convey to use the thought of building. A garden primarily shows us the created things of nature, such as flowers, grass, and trees. And then we say, oh, how beautiful are the flowers and trees created by God. We were in the car, and we weren't allowed to have our phones. We were just supposed to kind of listen to the godly music and talk. But I was looking out the window with Amanda, and we were just realizing how much beauty there is, and just looking at the trees and the clouds and the plants and stuff. And then and then it says, there is no longer nature seen comprised of flowers, grass, and plants, but instead there is a building that has been built with precious stones. And therefore, the picture at the beginning of the Bible is very different from the picture at the end, because in the beginning it's a creation scene, but at the end it is a building scene. Oh, Lord, and we want to build up your church.
Amen.
We want to see the beauty in your church.
Amen.
We want to be the vision of your church.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed message 4 on the body of Christ. And the brother that spoke this message gave an example. He placed a Twix bar in front of this brother, and he said, try to grab the Twix bar, but you can't use your body. That's not possible. He wanted it really bad, but he couldn't get it. It's the same with the Lord. He wants to execute his will on the earth, but he needs his body to be built up. Lord, build up your body.
Amen. So while we were in the car and we were speaking about that, I realized how great his beauty is. Like, every tree is different and every human is different, and he's just so creative. And I was touched by his love, by his precious love, that he gave us this beauty, like we, the man. I was so touched by that, and I just wanted to share it. Thank you for your precious love. Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be encouraged by where you are in the body. Amen. So this conference, I learned about the body, and I really liked hearing how the body has many different members. Like, my body has a hand, a leg, a foot, a head, and they all have different functions, but they're all one body. You can't take a hammer and say, if I'm going to hit your finger, I'm not hitting your body, I'm just hitting your finger. No, the finger is part of your body. Yeah. Amen. So I just really enjoyed the speaking about the body.
Yeah. I enjoyed in the first message that God wants what we want. And I always knew this, you know, like God wants a bride, God wants a house, all that. But during this message, it like came clear to me, like the parallel between us and God, how alike we are, and how we just, we want the same thing, but we want it together. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's conferences like these that I remember the most coming through high school, right? So it's a great opportunity to get to know your future companions. I was always worried coming home, Lord, how do I go on? How do I continue my pursuit of the Lord? Satan will try to topple down everything that we've seen this weekend. But we need to enter into a practical practice and living of what we've seen and heard, right? And so one way to combat this is by overcoming the devil, overcoming Satan. He's very much in our nature, but praise the Lord for the word. We've seen that we can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony, and by not loving our soul life. In a more practical sense, we can speak to Satan. In Matthew 4:10, it says, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Right? So we've seen so much. We've gained so much. We need to overflow, right? Don't be discouraged. Right? You might experience some failure after you go back, but you have the saints. Amen. You have the body. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So listening to one of the sisters speak, I actually made a connection, and this is probably going to sound kind of weird, but when one of the sisters was talking about how we pray for our own things and we don't pray for what God wants us to pray, I thought of the movie Aladdin because he met the genie and he was like, "What would you wish for?" And the genie said, "I want to be free." So that's kind of representing what God would want us to pray for. And then Aladdin asked for a bunch of stuff for himself first. And then he was like, "I'll use my two wishes and then use my third wish to set you free. So I'll do stuff for myself first, and then maybe I'll do something for you." And towards the end, middle-ish of the movie, he says, "Actually, I can't let you free because I'm nothing without you, so can't do that." And then at the end of the movie, which is what we need to do, he set the genie free, and that's, we need to pray for what God wants us to pray for. It's kind of loose. But I just made that connection. And
one more thing, I really enjoyed in the beginning of the Bible, and in Genesis, we can see in the Garden of Eden, there's all these stones lying around, precious stones, and there's gold, and there's the tree of life and a river. And in Revelation, at the very end of the Bible, we can see a city built up out of those precious stones, and a tree of life and a river. And so how all through the Bible, you see that city is being built up from the raw materials into the building. Amen.
one are we singing?
11.
All right, let's look. Okay.
Oh, the Church of Christ is glorious, and we are part of it. We're so happy that the Lord has made us one. There's a body in the universe, and we belong to it. Hallelujah, for the Lord has made us one. Hallelujah, for the body. Members of the body. Holy for the body.
Tomorrow too. And we're in the body when you go back to school.
Amen.
And throughout your whole semester.
Amen.
You're a member of the body.
Amen.
Which means you're necessary, brothers and sisters. Thank the Lord for this conference.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for all the visions that He's shown us concerning the church.
Amen.